Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a man called Tim Jones, who organizes an international summer course for young musicians. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organizes an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the six-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organizing every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances, or the stars of tomorrow. Just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So, where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So, somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So, another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high, because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
Now listen again.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organizes an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the six-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organizing every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, But some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
That is the end of part two.